This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Father, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our God, we thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the Spirit within and your Spirit even upon. We thank you for showing us this great mercy to be seated, to be taught of you. We ask that you help us to come into understanding of all that will be taught this morning. We ask, O God, let heavens be open over us and let it rain down upon us. Thank you, our Father. We receive your blessings, even in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. This is lesson 5 of the same theme, Living the Miraculous, Abounding in Grace, Faith, and Love. By God's grace, today's topic is Basis of the Supernatural, Power in the Name. Let's do our Bible text together. Mark chapter 16 from verse 15 to 19. Want to go, church? And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Let's continue. Verse 19, which is the last verse. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Where was he received up to? To heaven. So he said those words, and immediately was what? He was received up to heaven. So meaning those words are true. It is important for us to know that as believers, when you are reading scriptures, you should open your heart to allow faith to help you to believe the word. You know, last week, I'll just do a little recap. Last week, we learned about the basis of the supernatural, the wonder-working word. That is, the word of God is actually the foundation in which everything stands on. So, we'll do well as believers in the name, believing in the name of our Lord Jesus by believing the wonder-working of the word. Because the word is actually the strength that the name carries. So, which means that, you know, from last week, what we learned, that the word is actually, you know, both logos and what? And dabar. You know, dabar talks about the spoken word. The what is logos? The written word. But we said the Greek rendition of it is talking about a person. So, we should have that understanding. Then, let's read our next Bible text. Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 7 to 34. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, By what power or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he is made whole? So, meaning, by what means they were asking of was actually the power and the name. Verse 10, Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Let's read verse 12 and 16. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Verse 16, want to go, church? Saying, What shall we do to this man? For that indeed a notable miracle had been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. Say, we cannot deny it. So if they cannot deny the notable miracle that happened, they were also saying that they could not deny the means through which the notable miracle had occurred. Then when they say that they cannot deny the means, they are also saying that they cannot deny the power and the name. So it's clear that the name cannot be denied. Because Apostle Peter clearly stated that it was by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Amen. Then verse 29 and 30. And now, Lord, behold your threatenings, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy only child, Jesus. So, in his name, miracles happen. In his name, we can experience signs and wonders. In his name, we can experience healing. In his name, we can even experience breakthrough. In his name, circumstances, situations can be turned around. Acts of Apostles chapter 3, verse 12 to 16. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk?" So it was not by their power, nor by their holiness, that they used in making the man to walk. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desire a murderer to be granted unto you. They thought they were in charge. Satan thought he was having a full day. But we'll see the mistake Satan made. He didn't know that he was about to allow a name that would be greater than every other name. He said, "And kill the Prince of Life, whom God had raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, had made this man strong, whom ye see and know ye, the faith which is by him, at giving him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." Say faith in his name. Say faith in his name. So his name has something in it. His name has all things that you can think of. His name has all the things that man will ever need. But you need faith to access those provisions. Then our last text, Philippians chapter 2, verse 7 to 11. "But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Then what happened? "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." I have something. Say, I have something.
I have something.
And that thing is his name. Say his name.
His name.
Say the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Say the name of Jesus. Under the old covenant, God revealed himself progressively through many names, and he was understood and defined according to the encounters and manifestations he granted to men. That's why you hear many names. Jehovah Jireh. Why? Because God provided something. But is that the totality of God's name? So God, under the old covenant, showed himself, manifested himself, and also gave men his name according to the revelation of who he is, according to a situation or a circumstance, or according to their progressive journey and understanding of who God is. A time came in Exodus, Moses said, "Who shall I say has sent me?" He said, "Go. Tell them that I am has sent you."
So you will see that yet among many encounters, none was able to fully capture the essence of his person and his majestic being. So you will see that upon all the encounters that men had in the old covenant could not still capture the essence and the totality of his name. So it's possible, you know, even, you know, some of us, when we want to start praising God, you say Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah, you know, you begin to mention all manner of names. Really, the names you are mentioning are actually encounters of men. So men were given names according to their encounter with God. But because of the limitation in man, no man was able to receive the totality of the essence of the name that God wanted to give man. So you will see in the Old Testament that some men of God even came into a certain level of authority that you hear things like, if I be a man of God. So you will see that men had experiences of different names of God at different points in time in their lives and in their walk with God. But scripturally, a name goes beyond a label. For instance, it is possible to say pastor, but is that his name? Is that the totality of his name? But is he a pastor? He's a pastor, but that is not the totality of his name. A pastor does not capture his whole essence. A pastor, we can, before he was a businessman, we can say a CEO. The CEO capture all the essence of a man. So you can say also that names in the old covenant show some functionalities of God, show some manifestations of God, but unable to capture the totality of the name of God. And that is why you see, for you to really place an identity on him, you have to put his name behind every other name. So you see that the strength of the name is actually in what that name is carrying. So when you say Jehovah Jireh, you've not called all of the name of God. Because Jireh does not describe the totality of his essence. It's a manifestation. It's actually what he can do. Let's read the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 14. Exodus 3, 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Let's read Genesis 17, 5 also. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made it. Let's stay on this scripture. It reveals nature and identity. It represents character, talking about name. It also signifies ownership and covenant, manifest presence, and it expresses authority. So at some point, Abram was the name given to Abram. And Abram means exalted father. But a time came that his name was changed to Abraham. Abraham means what? Father of many. Or father of multitude. Which means name also means operations. So name also represents character. Say character. In the book of Genesis, we saw that Jacob was a supplanter. That is, the character of this guy is a supplanter. He that holds the heel. But by walking with God, a time came that they had to change his name. And his name was changed to what? Israel. And Israel means to have power with God. Some other interpretation call it a son of God. It means to have power with God. That is to have a stand with God. So you will see that names also explains operations. It explains manifestation. A name also can talk about the essence. Also, it signifies the kind of authority you carry. You know? There are many names. A particular brother that was speaking, also that was also talking about kingdom. By the time came, the ruler or the owner of the kingdom is referring to, or you can only access that kingdom through a particular name. Now mention the name of the person, Uzo. So you will see that is already a wrong direction. But do you know that if they are left that conversation as just a conversation without naming that conversation, you wouldn't have known where this guy is really coming from. So name also can explain a journey. So when you hear Jacob, it's a journey. When you hear Israel, it's another journey. So when you hear Jesus, it's a journey also. It's an explanation of a journey. In the New Covenant, in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1, it says, a good name is rather to be chosen than what? Great riches and loving favor, rather than what? Silver and gold. I love the way David came against Goliath. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou art defiled. Said, thou comest to me with a sword. Say, a sword. And with what? With a spear. And with what? A shield. That was the name also of his God. Because those were the weapons fashioned against him. And those fashions, they come in a name. And that's why he also calls them in the names of his gods. So his gods also has given him weapon. But he said also, I have a name that I came with. And every name has a weapon. I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou art what? Defiled. So his own sword, spear, and shield were the names of his gods. But David came in the name of the God of angels army. He came in the name of what? Of the God of hosts. Say, Lord of hosts. So you see that sling in his hand is actually a host. What rested on Goliath's call was what? Was an host. Can you collide with an host and not fall flat? And that is why one of the major essence of this teaching is for you to understand the gravity, the power, the strength of the name of Jesus. It's important for us to know and have faith in the name. The potency of the name is the amount of faith you have in it. It's good to give a background. The name above every other name. Before we go there, in the New Covenant, the fullness of the supreme revelation is embodied in the name of Jesus, where nature, power, character, covenant, and presence converge. So you see many things that converge in the name of Jesus. Say nature. Say power. Say character. Say covenant. When you are talking about covenant, you are talking about blood. You are talking about life. Say presence. Converge. So that name is carrying things. That name is carrying things. The way when they call our name, we are carrying things. That's why, you know, in Lagos, when some people jam themselves, they ask themselves, who you be? Oh, as a believer, if only you know the name you have. If only you know the name you have. Some people just want to be friends with some people because of the name that they have. In fact, some marriages won't take place because they will ask you, what is their family name? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. It says, won't be the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself poured our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. So please don't let anybody deceive you or fool you and say the name of Jah. What is Jah? Or Holy Michael. We don't pray in the name of Holy Michael. Because yes, Holy Michael is Mima. But there is he, when you have access to an higher name that is holier than Holy Michael, why don't you use that name? We don't pray in the name of Holy Gabriel, Mima. In fact, Gabriel was rejoicing to bring that good news. That there is someone that is higher. And you see that even at the birth of Jesus, angels came and they were rejoicing. Because they are seeing he that is made better than them. Because he obtained a more excellent name. So in every name that is in the world, in every name that is in heaven, in every name that is on earth, in every name that is beneath the earth, there is a name that is more excellent name. Can you call it in the three words? The exalted name of Jesus. So is there any sickness that is only named on earth? Is there a sickness or a name that is from beneath the earth that is confronting you? There is a name that is higher than any other name. And that name is Jesus. Use that name right away. Can you use that name to confront that matter? Use that name. That name is highly exalted above every other name. The name above every other name. By his earthly obedience, sacrificial death, and triumphant resurrection, Jesus was highly exalted and given the name above every name. This exaltation was not arbitrary. It was the righteous response of the Father to the Son's perfect obedience. He obeyed God. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 to 9. Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. So the Father did not just dash Jesus the name. No, Jesus was not given the name as a gift. Say, he worked for it. Say, he obtained it. Do you know the meaning of obtained? It's like the final price. That if you are able to finish this course, this is what you have. So when Jesus was also going through temptation, in the book of Luke chapter 4, Matthew chapter 4, there was something that was set before him. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, that name has joy. That joy that was set before him is a name. And that is why you see that every race that man is running on earth is actually to have a name. If only you can have a name. Because you see that what really talks about you, what shows your value, the materiality of your things, of what you are made up of, is your name. And that is why the scripture says that even when demons hear about his name, they what? They tremble. Because they know that Jesus obtained that name. So it was not by fluke. Jesus labored. Say he labored. He worked for that name. And that is actually the strength in which that name carries. That name has a strength that it carries. Why? Because he obeyed God. Say he obeyed God. And it was a course. He finished the course and he obtained it. You know, on the cross he said it is finished. He finished every measurement. And he was, that is, he finished. So when he was on earth, he ran a race. He overtook Adam that fell. He overtook men that fell. He ran the race to the point whereby he competed with angels. Are you paying attention? He competed with what? Angels. He competed with principalities. He overtook them. He competed in obedience. He competed with powers. He overtook them. With seraphims, he overtook them. With cherubims, with Michael, with Gabriel, he overtook them. That God now gave him a name. That this is the highly and the most exalted name in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. So even when you go to hell, the most exalted name is not Lucifer. Even in hell, the name of Jesus is the most exalted. So the name represents the person, who he is, what he now embodies, and the position he now occupies, having been raised above all creation and creatures. Let's read the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 to 21, TPT version. Say, the place of highest honor. And what? In Nigeria, they call Supreme Court the apex court or the zenith court. That is, when they say something is supreme, say supreme. That's why even in occultic world, they have their supreme leader. So, who is the supreme leader of Christianity?
Jesus!
Of the whole heaven, of the whole earth, even in hell, is the supreme leader. Oh, if only this understanding can dawn on us. He said he has given him a name above every name in heaven, on earth, and underneath the earth. So, underneath the earth, who is the supreme leader?
Jesus.
On earth, who is the supreme leader?
Jesus.
In heaven, who is the supreme leader?
Jesus.
Do you now know what? Not just in this world alone. Even in the world to come. Prophecy says that there is what? Power in the name of Jesus. Say there is power in the name of Jesus. Say there is power in the name of Jesus. So you will see that God did not give Jesus that name ceremonially. He fought battles. He won wars. He triumphed. Say he triumphed. I love the way Kenyon put it in the wonderful name of Jesus. He said how he obtained, there's a chapter, he said how he obtained the name. Let's read Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Colossians 2, 15. Say, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. You see, in the olden days, you've not really overcome until you parade. Say you parade. You have to parade he that you've gained victory over. You have to triumph over them. And that is why, you know, there is one particular picture that I used to see growing up where they put Jesus, you know, wearing an armor. Then they now put Lucifer under, lying under. Then Jesus's leg on his chest with a sword like this. So principalities and powers, they were paraded. Let me tell you the story. Jesus, saying his death. The death of Jesus symbolizes that because man fell and Lucifer became the rebel order of authority. That is, Adam committed treason. So he gave the authority to Satan. And he didn't stop there. Sin came in and ravaged man. Romans chapter 3 verse 23. For all have sinned and are falling short of what? Of the glory of God. So man was actually in the perpetual state of helplessness. It was only few men under the old covenant that they were able to enjoy some provisions of God. But that was not the total plan of God for man. Then a man came. Say a man came. Prophesied in the book of Isaiah that a child shall be born and a son will be given and his name shall be called what? Emmanuel. Say Emmanuel. Angel Gabriel also named him Jesus. Say Jesus. Jesus means Yeshua. That is the savior of his people. So that name, it means salvation. To save man from every hold of sin, of death, of hell, of sicknesses, of poverty, of all that sin and death had cost man. To redeem man from the curse of the law of sin and death. Because that name, Emmanuel, means God with us. Say God with us. So when Jesus appeared on the scene, he fulfilled all obedience. That a time came while he was still in his flesh. The disciples, they said they saw a particular man that casted out who? Devils in his name. Did miracle in his name, but he was not following. So even while Jesus was on earth, his name was already having authority. But Satan was not paying attention. Because had he known, he wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. Adam in the garden was a name that every other creation under the heavens of the earth submitted to. Because the name Adam also is an authority. So Jesus also came in the likeness of sinful flesh. Because Satan beguiled Eve deceived man and took a name from him. So Adam became what mosquito is looking for to eat. Man became what dog will see and bark at. Man started running away from lion. It was not so in the beginning. But Jesus obeyed every obedience that he needed to. That even when the storm was so boisterous, what happened? He said, peace be still. And that was a kind of dimension that men of old experienced in little ways. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. But yet, the lion could not what? Could not hurt him. Why? Because the angel of the Lord has shot. What the angel had was a name. A name appeared to lions, and they what? They kept their mouth shut. But Jesus started obtaining that name even in the days of his flesh. And Satan killed him. Satan killed Jesus. Sin thought he was having a full day until he entered hell. Say he entered hell. Oh, death announced the arrival of Jesus. They have taken another man. Because when sin kills you, it hands you over to death. So death took Jesus to hell. Immediately death took Jesus to hell. Say, all manner of demons. Hey, they wanted to rush him. They said, no, this one must go to the lowest part of hell. And when he got there, do you know, that room, no man had ever been there. The rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom. It was an upper part. But the rich man was in hell. But yet, it was not the lowest part. It was not the lowest part. They took Jesus because why? He took on him the whole sin of the whole world. So even in hell, there are cadres. The more terrible your sin is, the level in which you will enter. The more your sin, the deeper you go. So Jesus took all the sins of the whole world. All the sins of mankind. He took it upon himself. Oh my God, he took my place. Jesus took my place. And he gave himself to death and sin. He gave himself to Satan and evil spirit. And they took him to the lowest part of hell. It was a strange room. There was nobody found there. He had no companion. Even the thief on the left side could not go there. Because his own sin was not as much as his. That was why they put him at the middle. That this is the core of all the whole sin of the whole mankind. And Jesus went to that dark room. It was so lonely. Nobody was there. No evil spirit. Because no evil spirit even had the strength of the sin of man. Jesus finished the whole curriculum of sin. He carried it upon himself. Yet he was without sin. There was no sin in him, but he carried sin. And because of what he was carrying, that was what they could see. They didn't know the wonder work that has been done in him. They didn't know the kind of power that he had in him. They didn't know that that was a righteous man. And according to law, you don't dare misjudge a righteous man. You have to pay for it. Then what happened? See, on the third day, but while Jesus was in hell, he was not sleeping in hell. Because he was a righteous man that could walk. Immediately he landed. He said, is there any other death in hell? No, but no other death. He said, this is the least. This is the worst place any man can come to. I am there right now. Now it is time to walk. They began to go. He began to walk up. He began to walk up the cedar. He began to preach and teach. Demons saw him. They said, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. They were even here to see the light, the power of the holiness. The spirit of holiness was here to come and retrieve him. But Jesus began to walk. He began to preach to spirits that have been dead from Adam. Those that even the flood eroded away. Now you need to hear Jesus. You need to hear Jesus. And began to preach in hell. The first preacher in hell is Jesus. No matter where you are you hearing me? No matter the damage of sin and death to your soul, Jesus can recover you. Jesus has gone to the lowest part of the hell so that you won't go there. So that you won't be found there.
Baba live in a hong alive in a tent, I a tanamazi. Zimu and lay Haduna hand a leg a nani sugar manana. Victory, 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 victory. Victory resounding, resound the victory, resound the victory, resound the victory. Let it sound wide, let it sound aloud, let it sound to the depths again, let it sound to the heights again, let it sound, sound the victory song, sound the victory alarm, sound it again, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. They do not like to hear it. They do not like to hear it. They do not like to hear it. But it's a finished walk. It's a finished walk. It's a victory walk. It's a victory sound. It's a victory sound. Sound it again. Sound it again. Sound it to their peril. Sound it to their peril. Sound it to their end. For they know. 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 The time is here. The time is here. The time is here. The time is here. That the sons of God, that the sons of God, even the brethren of Jesus, will begin to take their place, even behind him, queuing behind him, even behind him, standing, 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 standing in the authority of that which he has done. Oh, taking their place, taking, taking their place, even in his name, in his name, in his name, in his name. For there is a fear, there is a fear, there is a fear, there is a quaking, there is a quaking in their heart. You need to sound it. You need to sound it. You need to sound it. You need to begin to sound it again. A reminder, a reminder, a reminder, a reminder of that eternally lost battle. That battle that is already lost. That they already lost. That they already lost. Even that regret in their heart. Make them, make them remember. Remember. They must remember. They should remember. They should remember. They should remember. So you can stand in your place, stand in your place, stand in your place, stand in that which I have done, stand in that which I have finished. Declare it on the rooftop, declare it aloud, declare it even to the depths of the earth, declare it. Oh, for there is a name, there is a name, there is a name, there is a name, there is a name. They know the name, they know it, and they quake, they fear at the mention of Jesus. They know, they know, they know. Don't keep mute. Sound it, sound it, sound it. You sound the victory. You sound it every time you name it. You sound my victory. You sound my victory. You remind them. You remind them. There is a quaking in their heart. Sound my victory. Sound my victory.
Thank you.
It gladdens my heart.
Thank you,
it gladdens my heart. Say Jesus.
Thank you. Jesus. Can we shout Jesus?
Jesus?
So he preached to every soul. He preached to every spirit. Even right, you know, righteous men, they were unable to assess the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because of the weight of sin on mankind. Jesus preached to every soul and every dead spirit. Then what happened on the third day? See, on the third day. Why? Because the first workstation was on earth. He walked the earth without sin. Then he was also in hell for 3 days. Say 3 days. Even in hell, he could not sin. Sin could not enter him. Then there's no point. This one cannot be here. Say this one cannot be here. Then what happened? Say the glory of the Father. In the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 4. Let's read Romans 1 4. He said, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. So the spirit of holiness came to check Jesus. Said, no, what are you doing here? Why? Because the righteousness in Jesus was actually an indicator. Oh, it was a tracker. Say it was a tracker. The righteousness in Jesus was a tracker that was attracting the glory of the Father. And that glory visited hell for the first time. Then demons knew that they are in trouble. That they've crucified the Lord of glory. Because glory does not look for an ordinary man. Glory only look for Lord. He said this same Jesus. As God made him what? Both what? Lord and Christ. They said, oh, we actually crucify a Lord of righteousness.
We crucified the Lord of what? Righteousness. Then they knew this is the beginning of our destruction. What can we do, boys? Demons wanted to lay hold on him. Oh my God. They could not. Then he began to journey through from the lowest part of hell. He journeyed to the uttermost part of hell. Why? Because the glory of the Father is coming for that which is of the Father. And Jesus began to ascend. And he got to the earth. Say, he got to the earth. Say, he got back to the earth. Then they said, before you come to heaven, you must do another work on earth. Oh, and he appeared himself. How that there was a soul that was looking for him. There was a woman that was looking. He said, where is my Lord? And he said, no, before I go to my Father, go and tell your other brethren. And Jesus gisted with them and spent some days. Say, spent some days. According to calculation, he spent 40 days. He didn't rush to go back to heaven. He didn't rush to assess that role. They had to check him again on earth. They had to assess him again. And they saw that there was no pride in him. He said, children, what have you caught? This Lord of glory can eat, can still fellowship with man. Oh, if only you know who Jesus is. Jesus is not an abstract thought. Jesus is a person. Jesus should be more real to you than any other being. Jesus ate flesh. He said, what have you caught? He ate bread with them. He ate fish with them. He was not in a hurry to go. He even journeyed. He said he walked. He walked again. Those people on their way to Emmaus. He began to expound the scriptures to them. He was showing them. And what happened? Their eyes got open. And they saw that, oh, it was the Lord. So the Lord can walk. The Lord can walk. He's not just an abstract thought. He's a person. He's a person. He's a person. I said that to them. Jesus is a person. He belongs to a person. He belongs to a person. He belongs to a personality. And after he had spent 40 days on earth, what happened? Then the spirit of holiness said, enough is enough. There is a place that I've been prepared for you. Said the right hand. The right hand is the highest place of authority. That was what Pharaoh displayed to Joseph. Oh, he gave him a signet. Say a signet. He said, it is only by this throne and my name that will be made higher than you. Because it was showing us what will happen to the Lord of glory. Then the spirit of holiness took him to the highest level of authority, which is the right hand. Says the right hand. He said, having spoilt power and principalities. Because they are the one that causes sicknesses. They are the one that causes disease. They are the one that causes limitations. He said he spoiled them. He made an open show of them. He didn't make an open show of them on earth. Oh, neither was it in heaven. It was in hell. It was in their place of dominion that he went to and he spoiled them right there. So sickness, you have no more dominion over you. I said sicknesses, you have no more dominion over you. Before he even went to hell, he said, by his stripes, you were healed. Then the spirit of holiness took him to the right hand of the majesty on earth. And they said, when you attain that place, it means you have a name. And they check. They begin to name all the names. From the name of Michael to the name of the least sinner. They named all the names on in heaven, on earth, and in hell. They named all the names. And the name of Jesus, they were showing it in ranking. He passed all the names in hell. Then they brought him to earth. And he passed all the names. As Alexander the Great, the name of Jesus passed it. All the beautiful names that you can imagine of on earth. Aristotle. All manner of names that have existed before him. Even Elijah. They said, no, this one passed it. Moses, they said, this one passed it. They said, oh, all the names you can think of. They said, no, this one is higher than them. Then they took that name to heavens and they were checking. Oh, principalities. They said, no, this one passed. They said, oh, powers. This one passed. Seraphims. All of them, even the ones that appeared to Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter, he said, no, this one passed them. Though he may be without wings. Though he may be without wings. But his name is higher than their names. Then they brought him also to the third heaven. They check all the cherubims. Gabriel said, present. But when he saw the name of Jesus, he said, no, this one is better past me. They brought Michael also. Come and check. He said, no, this name of Jesus is better. This name is higher than the name that Michael has. Then they said, no, there is no other name. They check him through the 24 elders. They said, no, what is the Lamb of God? Oh, they said, no, he has to be in our midst. Because why did they give him the seat in the midst? Because he's the reason for our existence. I said, he that is sitting in the right hand of God is the reason for our existence. Then they gave him a name. Say, they gave him a name. And the scripture says, there is no other name given to man to be saved but the name of Jesus. No other name. The scripture says, whosoever that call on the name of the Lord shall be what? Shall be saved. Why? We now saw the potency of the name, that the name is a strong tower. It's a strong tower that fought every other name. That name fought every other name until that name came victory, triumphing over them all. So what is the name of that sickness fighting you? I said there is a name that is a strong tower. It is called salvation. That name means God with us. When you say in Jesus' name, it means God with me. That name is power. That name is power. That name is power. He said the righteous run into it and is saved. Oh, and he's saved. And he's saved. That name is salvation. That name is salvation. That name is salvation. I want you to call the name of Jesus. Jesus. Highest name. Jesus. 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 Orukon lani. Oh, it's the greatest name. Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus. That name. Say that name. So I extend that to tell you that Jesus has taken your place. The place and the name that sin and death gave man, Jesus took it. Then his ascension, that was the essence of his death. And what? And resurrection. But resurrection is different from ascension. He resurrected. He left hell to earth. It's the measurement of his resurrection. No man has ever gone to hell and come back. Especially the deepest part. But they said, no, this name triumphs even just resurrection. This name can assess ascension. Then that name too is with God. That name is with God. Says with God. Because where he is seated is at the right hand of God. So when you say in the name of Jesus, what happened? Let me explain what happened. So when you say in the name of Jesus, you are saying that you don't have power in your own self as a man. Because you can't even assess God as a man. It takes the triumphant name to assess God. You see, Satan has, because of ignorance, as plague man, that you are calling that name without a sense of understanding. That name means that Jesus has taken your place. So you can overcome even sin. You can overcome all manner of, you know, plagues and consequences of sin. But now, what right standing do you have with God? That is where ascension comes in. Then ascension says that when you call the name of Jesus, it means Jesus is appearing before God in your stead. And when you call the name of Jesus, you are the one appearing on earth in Jesus' stead as a believer. And that is the power of attorney. That is, you have the right to stand in my stead. You have the right to represent me. And that's why the scripture says, in the book of the 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, said, ye are ambassadors of Christ. You are actually an ambassador. So you are standing in his stead. And that's the power of attorney. So when you call that name, you have the power of attorney. Now, Jesus is the head. Kenneth Hagin said it. Jesus is the head. Says the head of the church. And we are what? We are his body. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall what? They shall lay hands. Where is the part of the body? The hand is the part of the members of the body. So Jesus has given us as believers the designated what? Authority to carry out anything he should carry out on earth. So sir, you have the authority now. Because what backs every authority is the power. No authority exists without a power behind it. So the authority of the name of Jesus given to believer is because of the power that is backing it. So meaning, we are the attorney. Oh my God. I'm the attorney of Jesus on earth. Are you not getting it? I'm like a lawyer of Jesus on earth. I represent him. He said they shall what? Cast out devils. Kenneth Hagin spoke about how to use that name. He said he had a dream with another minister. So he was with another minister in the dream. And there were two lions that just appeared. It was as if they were walking, you know, around a ball field. And what happened? Two lions suddenly appeared, you know, opposite and started charging towards them. They started running. But they saw that the way we are running, we can't meet up. So he just stood still. And in that dream, he went back. He walked towards the two lions. And also they walked towards him. And he said, in the name of Jesus. He said, you can't hurt me. The two lions came around sniffing. And they walked away like a beaten kitten. Hallelujah. I had to tell you about the dream that the man had. How much more you in the natural? You are not even in the dream. You are afraid of demons. You don't know that you have a name. There are some people that they had in the name of Jesus Oyinbo. No, Jesus is not Jesus Oyinbo. It's not Jesus Moshi. That name is higher than any other name. Hallelujah. Let us read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. Want to go church? But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Appropriating the privileges in the name. All that is invested in the name of Jesus belongs to us. The measure of his ability is the measure of the value of that name. Whatever Jesus can do by virtue of his finished work, resurrection and enthronement defines the worth and authority contained in his name. Let's read the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 17b. By living in God, love has been brought to its full expression in us, so that we may fearlessly face the day of judgment. Because all that Jesus now is, so are we in this world. So what Jesus is what you are as a believer. The believer can approach the Father and make petition and request in the name of Jesus. And his petitions are honored and granted, not because of his personal merit or holiness or works, but because of Jesus. And in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. So when you are making your request in the name of Jesus, please take note, you have faith in that name. What happened is that as you are making that petition, as you are making that request, it is Jesus making it before the Father. So what the Father is saying is who? Is Jesus. And that's the only name given through which a man can access salvation. It's the name of Jesus. No other name is capable of performing such feat. And salvation and deliverances are in the name. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. And the believer is also authorized to cast out devils, authority over demons and influences of darkness. Let's read the book of John chapter 10 verse 17. It says, and in return, and the 70 returned again with what? Joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us. Through what? Through thy name. Kenneth Hagin said that there was a particular woman that brought her elder sister, you know, with being possessed, you know, by an evil spirit and was insane. Very, very, you know, violent. And what happened? So he was told and they brought her around and he casted the devil out in the name of Jesus. And he left. The third day, there was a lot of violence that happened again. They told Kenneth Hagin. Kenneth Hagin said, no, there's no need for me to do another one. Actually, that devil is about to leave. Because since that very day, it has left. But it's just showing what? A final peradventure you bulge. Peradventure, it will sink the faith you have in the name. Because you see, the name is so powerful. That the name, all that the name needs to work is you having faith in that name. That you are calling this name, so shall it be. Then the demon left. She became so okay, did businesses, and made a lot of money. And not just that, she even became a Sunday school teacher, teaching the people of God the word of God. Hallelujah. So signs and wonders, miracles are possible in his name. You know, we've read it in Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 16 and 30. Healing and curses and health, you know, are taken care of by the name.
Boldness and confidence over circumstances, situations, and for supernatural living are acquired in the name. And the gathering of saints also is possible on the basis of the name of Jesus. And the congregation is vested with the authority in the name. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 4. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to 20, the scripture says that, "And Jesus came and said unto them, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go ye therefore into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and I'll be with you always, even what? Even to the end of the world." 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 4. Let's read together, church. Want to go? "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, that is why you should fear church. Say, fear church. Fear church. Please don't say you are ever offended in church and you are speaking against the church. When you speak against the body of Christ, you are speaking against the head. Even Satan cannot bail you out. If you know the power we custode here, we decide matters here. As you come here, as you are praying, your matters have been decided. Why? Because we are gathered in the name of the Lord. So what is in our midst is actually his name. So that name is powerful. That's why I don't say that you are going through a lot. Because a lot is going through you does not mean that you should be lost like Lot. Who went through a lot and lost his wife? Turn to pillar of salt. Come to church. Come and join us. Because what is available in our midst is actually the name of our Lord Jesus. And that is why church is not a place you play with. You don't speak against the church. When you speak against the body, you are speaking against the head. And who fights the head and overcomes? So when you fight his body, you can also overcome. Nobody fights the church and overcome. You can't overcome the body. That's why we should discern the body. So that we won't be weak and some will not sleep. Hallelujah. Yeah. Access to the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is characterized by speaking with tongues. Oh, is made possible by the authority in the name. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. He said, "They shall speak in my name." They shall what? Speak in new tongues. So that baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues is made possible because of what? His name. So his name has new tongues. You know, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2 says that whosoever speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man but unto God. He said, how be it he speaketh mysteries. Say, speaketh mysteries. So because of the provision of his name, we are able to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues. And that new tongue is actually a mystery. So if our new tongue is a mystery, how much more his name? So his name also is what? Is a mystery. So you can't, you know, can you say that you can't intellectually interpret the power of his name? It's higher than your human reasoning. When you call an angel, he will tell you, "I can't reason it out." That name is higher than Michael. Michael knew that that name is higher than him. When Lucifer came to dispute the body of Moses, he said, "The Lord rebuked thee." It was a name he called. And Lucifer also heard that name. And what? He went by. Because this matter passed me. Receiving and ministering the power in the name is already given and no special obedience required from the believer to use and enjoy the atoned power and privileges in the name. This is a right made available to as many that believe in the name. John chapter 1 verse 12. John chapter 1 verse 12. But as many as received him, you know, Kenneth Hagin also debated this, that this receiving also means believing. To them gave it what? Power. To become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If you don't believe on his name, you can't receive him. And when you don't receive him, you can't, because you've not received his name, then you can't receive all that his name stands for. Hallelujah. Power does not flow simply because the name is mentioned. It flows because the believer acts in faith under and is exalted throne, delegated authority. To act in his name is to acknowledge his person, his finished work, and his present authority and his exalted throne. So, without faith in his name, we can't put the name into use. You can't enjoy the things that the name has. You can't enjoy the things that the name should do. You see, when you don't have faith in his name, it's just like saying, you. Who are you calling? But it is faith that will make that name becomes a name that can work.
And that is when power can flow. Asking in his name means to approach the Father in Jesus' stead and not just repeating a phrase. This has to be consistent with his character and purpose. Hence, the name is to be used according to his will and according to the privileges it holds. Let's read the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. You know, you don't curse in his name. Because the name is a blessed name. The name is full of blessings. What the name can do is to bless. That's why even those that have prayed against our politicians in his name, they are living longer. Because when you call the name, it's blessing. The name carries blessing. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Can I take it said concerning, you know, Dob, his elder brother. That was a black, you know, black sheep of the family. So he has been trusting the Lord for his salvation. You know, he has been praying in the name of Jesus. Until one day, the Holy Ghost just intercepted him and told him, no. Demand for his salvation in the name of Jesus. And he said, today, I claim the salvation of my brother. And I break every power of devils over him in the name of Jesus. 10 days later, he became saved. And I've been trusting the Lord for years. So that name can bring about salvation. Do you have a family member you are trusting the Lord for? That name can save them. The believer does not beg the adversary. He commands in the name, standing in Christ's victory. Through the gospel is preached and sinners are caused to repent. That's why you don't speak in tongues to cast evil spirit out. Because don't confuse the evil spirit. Because when you speak in an unknown tongue, you speak not unto what? All manner of men. It is God. It's not God you want to cast out. It's an evil spirit. So speak. Say speak. You know, the centurion understood this and said, speak. So you speak, say, speak the word in his name. So you cast out evil spirit. You foul spirit, I cast you out in the name of Jesus. That's how to do deliverance. That's how to cast evil spirit out. You don't say, Masaprakap, what are you praying in tongues for? Cast it out. And you don't look back. Let there be all manner of manifestation. Even Jesus, after he had done one, the scripture says that, and the what? Evil spirit took the boy up and threw him down. Into fire yourself. You know the meaning. So as a deliverance minister, you see, you don't cast evil spirit and you are using the same mind. What is your name? Oh yeah, leave. I will not leave. He has to give me what is what is owing me. What is he owing you? You don't do evil spirits like that. One of the fathers in the body explained how he dealt with one evil spirit. He said, I will not leave the woman. Hey, my key is in her keys. Hey. Then he said, okay, where is your bunch of keys? He was not talking to the demon. He was talking to the woman. Then they collected her keys. Then he now said, which one is your key? He said, that one. He said, this one? He said, yes. He took the key and he kept it in his pocket. He said, I'm not giving you anything. Now get out. That's how you treat evil spirits. You embarrass them. You will have thought he will give me the key. I'm not giving you anything because I come to you in the name of the Lord. Who born you? You have to leave. He put the key in his pocket and he said, get out of here. You know, as a believer, you should be embarrassing evil spirits. They should not be the one embarrassing you. I can remember one day I was going to work some years ago and as I arrived at Ojota, I just saw immediately I came down from the bus. I was about to use the pedestrian bridge to the other side to come through Kudira Tabiola way to my office then. And I saw all of a sudden there was chaos. They started fighting. I said, Lord, what is this? And they were coming towards me. I said, Lord, what is this? Then he opened my eyes. I just saw that demon. I said, oh, you are in trouble. You are seen already. I said, I rebuke every evil spirit in this bus stop. Leave right now because I'm here. And lo and behold. And they started entering their different corners. I said, evil spirit is learning. You see, at times, evil spirit can want to mess up even your car. They just want to know if you are still sounding. At times, you need to sound the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Say, you engine, stop giving me trouble. Every evil spirit disturbing this car. Get out in the name of Jesus. The believers can appropriate the power and privileges in the name to address the needs of others who are weak, ignorant, and taken advantage of by the adversary. He can also join faith with other believers in exercising authority in the name over circumstances in their lives. Let's read Acts of Apostles chapter 14, verse 8 to 10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. Who needs that miracle? Yeah. You can take a step. I said, stand up and walk. Are you having issues with your knees? Arthritis? All manner of knee issue. Begin to walk right now in the name of Jesus. Power is released. Power is released right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ministering the power in the name of Jesus may be limited where the recipient, though not ignorant, is unwilling to be free from the hold of Satan and his schemes. The will of a person cannot be bypassed in ministry. That is, faith and reception involve consent of the heart. It involves the consent of the heart. You have the capacity to have faith. It's not that you're unconscious or coma. Even some people that are on coma, they still have somewhere, they have faith that they will come back alive. So it is expedient for you to know that either they are ministering it to you or you are ministering it to others. One thing is involved, you must have faith. Both parties must have faith. As long as the recipient is not in a condition whereby cannot exercise faith or have faith. But once the recipient can have faith or exercise faith, it is important that faith is available. Let's read Matthew chapter 13, verse 58. And he did not many mighty miracles there because of what? Jesus had all the faith needed. But he could not do many mighty miracles there. Why? Because of their what? Because the recipient had unbelief. So they limited Jesus. He that had all faith. According to Kenneth E. Hagin, there are several occasions where he first had to teach believers before he could effectively administer the power in the name of Jesus Christ. And this principle aligns with scriptures. Faith must be established before power can be what? Rightly received or exercised. Actually, power rights on the ground of faith. So faith prepares the ground for power. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? By the word. You know, we can see that in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And that's why Kenneth Hagin said that at some point, the only kind of meetings that he accepts is the one that he will be able to teach for weeks, at least 3 weeks. So he will have taught them faith. He will teach them faith in the morning, then in the evening, they can now be what? You know, move of the spirit. He can administer healing to those that need to be healed. Hallelujah. In conclusion, identifying with the name is a prerequisite to use the name. However, it is good to note that the totality of the name is not fully revealed to the believer at once. Hence, they are to grow in the unveiling and authority of the name. So the more you grow, the more you are able to come into the unveiling of the name. Because Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, he said, "All power in heaven and on earth have been given unto me." He said, "Go ye therefore into the world," and what? "And teaching them, baptizing them in the name of the Father." The more you are being taught the name, the more you are able to assess the provisions of the name. Now, this one is applicable to your spiritual growth. So, the name of Jesus is available to every believer. Be a newborn today, you can use that name. Because it's the power of the attorney of his name. You are standing in Christ's stead. But the name for the salvation of the soul is that as you grow, it begins to be unveiled so that you can come into the power and the authority of that name. Can we respond to the Lord this morning?
Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we quickly appreciate Pastor Mustafa? That was well taught. Thank you for that power. How many people are shouting the name of Jesus already? you know, the scripture that just came to my heart, Psalm 49, verse 20. Psalm 49, verse 20. He said, man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the what? Beast that what? You know, one thing that the power in the name of Jesus should make us know this morning is that we are what? Men in honor. The body is in what? Is in honor. And by virtue of the name of Jesus. You know, one thing that the enemy did to us is that he made us to believe on every available provisions. That whenever anything happens, what you first look into are the provisions that came as a result of what he did. Satan brought sickness. And that is why he allowed hospitals. So that people, hospital is not bad, but hospital is not the first response at every of his attack. The name must always be in our mouth over every situation. Ephesians 2:18 says that through that name we have access. He said, for through him we both have access by what? One spirit. Unto what? Unto the Father. So you have access. Like Pastor said, that access is through Jesus. There is one mediator between God and man. The man Christ Jesus. We are not without help. Things cannot be spoiling around us and we are allowing it. And the next thing, the response is always, okay, it's well. When the Lord wants to deal with, you know, there are some situations that just come. Excuse me, you don't arrange dealing for yourself. And God don't deal with you with sickness. Neither does he deal with a man with poverty. He doesn't deal with a man with fear. For God has not given. There are things that God does not give. He doesn't give fear. And that is why we must be charged in faith. And that thing is still lacking. Somewhere unbelief is still in our hearts. What we are gathered around is actually the name of Jesus. Even in our growth, the growth of our soul is still in the name of Jesus. In John 14:13, he said, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name. There are things we have not asked in his name. And that is why things are not changing. And he said, that will I do. Do you believe Jesus? There is not a liar. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14. If ye shall ask anything, I will do it. The teenagers, see, the name of Jesus is meant for you. You know, there's a way we are too mature that's hard us sometimes. We are too mature that's hard us. Experience has dealt with us. Experience of things that are not true. You know, the same way Satan went to spoil Nazareth. And people believe that before Jesus came, and people believe that nothing good can come out of Nazareth. It's Satan that did that work. The best can come from every worst situation. You know why he made that situation worse? It's because he knows that the best is coming out from that situation. Do you know why Satan fights? Satan doesn't fight things that are not valuable. Do you know why it's coming after you and I? It's because you are valuable. And that is why you should use the name. Why are you carrying the body that has not been given to you? There's an authority in the name of Jesus. Nothing stands before the name of Jesus and does not give way. You are not the one standing. He's the King of glory that is standing. He's standing in heaven for you. He's only saying stand on the earth. You stand on the earth.
Stand on the earth. Represent me. Be an ambassador.
This is how we can live supernatural life. Oh. We cannot just be people that fidget at anything comes. Some of us, if you see them in some place, you just hide your face and go. When I was young, as a teenager, they would take all of us for village evangelism. After getting men born again, they would tell all of us, you have a ministry to them. Cast out demon. Cast it out. And we were so taught that we are not casting them out in our world. It's because it's not in your righteousness. No spirit can say, I will not go out. You not go where? You that you have gone out before now. You that have gone out before now. One time like that, we went to a village and some of our brothers that are more mature than we do, that know so much scripture, that think that it's by their holiness that they cast out demons. And they were with one young lady, and the young lady was this, oh my God. Oh my God. Come out! I will not go out. You lied yesterday. You lied. Yes, you lied. You that you are saying as good as you lied yesterday. I don't know if they, stop it! Stop it! In the name of Jesus, go out! You know, he was imposing unbelief into their heart. Putting fear in their heart. Checking the faith in their heart. I was a young man. I just knew this thing. And I went there. I said, excuse me. We still have so many people to attend to. Three people on one person. You know why we waste time? We waste time because we lack faith in the heart. We do not have understanding of that name. I just went there. I said, excuse me, sir. There are still many people to be attended to. Maybe you should go and be doing Bible study. Let's attend to this matter. I said, young lady, because you are speaking. I ban you from speaking in the name of Jesus with an understanding that go out. And that was how the silence came. Did I do that in my own power? I only went there to represent a name. Go and represent that name. Ask him anything. Enough of his oppression. Enough of his oppression. Please, young people, ask him. Are you born again? Is your spirit regenerated? You have Holy Ghost in your spirit. Hold on to him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ever ask, nothing, according to the power that worketh in us. There is a power at work in us. We are not without help. Can everybody shout the name Jesus? Let's respond to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Can you just shout a big hallelujah? You see, you are going to live supernaturally this year. Miraculous. Because when men say there's a casting down, the Lord said there's a lifting up. Let there be wars, rumors of wars everywhere. I know my Redeemer lives. Let there be rumor of war everywhere. I say miracle. Miracle by the name is for you. David captured it beautifully because Psalm. He said, unless I am believed, I have fainted. Many people be fainting in the war. The key not to faint is to believe. Many become weary. The key not to become weary is to believe. So look at say, I have fainted like every other man. Because men have reached to their wist end. When men reach to their wist end, I have fainted. Like he said in Psalm 33, I was envious of this. He also said, I have fainted. Unless I had believed to see. There may be wars everywhere. But I have believed that what me are they see, I know they see war. Now goodness, so goodness, me I they see. When I turn to right, now goodness I they see. When I turn to the left, now goodness that they see. No, I know they even they turn back. And they turn forward. I know they go back. Oh, I know they turn back. Because when I go back, you become a pillar of salt. So I'm not turning back. I'm not looking back. When I look, there's a song we used to sing, you know, this in Pentecost. I have seen the downfall of Satan. Glory be to God. When I look to my right,
I see Satan has fallen.
When I look to my left,
I see Satan has fallen.
I have seen the downfall of Satan. Glory be to God. Glory be to Jesus. I have seen the downfall of Satan. Glory be to God.
Amen.
I have seen the downfall of Satan. Glory be to God. Glory be to Jesus. I have seen the downfall of Satan. Glory be to God. Amen. Can you shout a big hallelujah? So David said that because Sam, unless I have fainted. I have fainted. Like everybody was fainting. Every nation of the air are in turmoil because of what is happening in the Middle East. Government of nations are fainting. David said, I have fainted unless I have believed to see. Waiting me at the sea is to see the goodness. Because why are they see goodness? Because the goodness, they follow me. Everywhere, goodness just they follow me. Whenever I enter my room, my goodness, they're there. When I enter my office, my goodness, they're there. When I open the door of the car, I enter, my goodness, they're there. Goodness is always the way for me. Me and goodness, we are combo. We know they separate. Oh. I don't get anything to do with evil. I don't get anything to do with sin and death. I don't have anything to do with hell and death. Now me, goodness and salvation are my portion. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. If they follow me for back. I say, goodness, they follow me for back. Oh. And mercy there for my front. Oh. He said, we shall go forth, we shall go out in peace. And yeah, you shall return back with joy. When I go out, I they go out with peace. When I they come back, my joy they carry God. Because every time I go out, I come out with voice of war. He said, they shall go out with joy and be left forth with peace. The mountains and the east shall break forth before you in singing. And all the trees of the fish shall clasp their hand. So I know my feet are held up by the Lord. I'm a man, I'm so aligned with the Lord, aligned with the Spirit, that let thousand fall at my side, and 10,000 on my side. I will only behold, but it shall not come near. They know they come near me. They know they come near me. They know they come. They know they come. I said they know they come near me. They know they come. They know they come. They know they come. They know they come. They know what they come around me are goodness and mercy. Those are things that they come. Those are things that are following me about. Those are things that are looking for me. Now mercy they look for me. Oh. Now joy they look for me. Now peace are they return back home with. Those are realities that we must be drunk with those things. So Satan does not mess up your brain and mess up your heart and try to mess up things. No, 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 no. No room for the devil. I read a book in 1997. The title of that book, Satan Get Lost. Written by Bishop Blefield Oyedepo. Satan Get Lost. My ear is too holy to hear devil. I know they hear devil. I don't hear bad news. My ear is hearing the voice of the Son of God. How can I be hearing what is coming out from his only child? I'm still hearing what doctor or medicine has to say. My ear is ordained to hear good news. I'm a hearer of good tidings of good. I hear good things. Now good things are they hear. I know they hear bad news. Therefore, this year, no bad news will enter your ears. You must stand in liberty wherein he has made you free. Stand in liberty. He has made you free. You have to stand in it. You have to stand in it.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.